بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salaam and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his noble family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection.
Slave, no, that his patience concerning the one who harms him and his forbearing entails that from its benefits, that his the one who does this to him may back off and retract concerning his injustice, and may regret and seek apology, and so returns after his harm in a state of regretfulness. Not only that, but he may turn to be a good company or a good friend. And this is the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Noble Quran in Surah Fussilat 41, 34, 35, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it, this quality, except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the owner of the great portion. This was number 13. Number 14, he said, rahimahullah, let him know that his revenge could be a means for the intensification of the evil done by his opponent, as it is witnessed. So if he is patient and pardons him, then he will feel secure from his evil. And the person of sound intellect does not choose the greater of evils by warding the least. By warding off the least. And how many times it occurred that revenge have led to a greater evil, such that the person becomes incapable of repelling it. 15th, then the one who accustoms himself on revenge and does not train it on patience, it's inevitable that he will fall in injustice himself. Because the self does not limit its, does not contain itself to control in a way to take its justified right. It does not stick to this, but rather it may exceed the limit because of anger. Anger then may lead the self to a state whereby the person does not comprehend what he says and what he acts. So the person due to this may end up moving from a state of being oppressed to a state where he turns the oppressor. 16. The harm which may be inflicted of him, may be inflicted upon him, is the cause to expiate his sins or lift him, raise him to higher degree. So if he avenges and is not patient, it would not be an expiation for his sin nor a raising of his rank. 17. His pardoning and his patience is one of his greatest soldiers to humiliate his enemy and to instill fear in him and from the rest of people. Because the rest of people may not be silent concerning his enemy's transgression and harm, even though he is patient and silent, the one upon whom the harm is inflicted. Now, if he revenges, then all of that will go away. While in a state of patience and perseverance concerning this harm and pardoning, the people will be with him. And the people will be against the one who is inflicting the harm. But if he takes revenge, then all of this will go away. None will stand with him. Eighteenth matter that he, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam mentioned, is that if he pardons his foe, then the latter would feel that he is above him. So if he pardons his opponent, his enemy, the enemy will feel that he is above him and that he won over him and will see himself lower in rank compared to the one upon whom he inflicted the harm. And suffice is this as an honor. And suffice in this as an honor for himself, which he had attained by being, which he may attain by being patient and pardoning. These are some of the matters which Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned in his book or in his treatise, the foundations concerning sabr, causing, relating to patience. And now we know that Shaykh al-Islam in the concise admonition is talking about the part of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ to Mu'adh concerning treating people with goodness and حسن الخلق, having good character, has great merits to it. from that, it is a compliance with the command of Allah in the first place. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-A'raf in chapter 7 verse 199, خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and turn away from the foolish. Don't punish them. Secondly, it is an obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where he commanded this in many narrations. And from them is the hadith cited to be the basis for this great and concise admonition, and the hadith of Mu'ad when the Prophet ﷺ told him, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and the people through a good ways, or through good ways and good character. So it is obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, or number three, such character is from the ways of taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an example. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ahzab in 33:21, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes in the meeting with Allah and the last day and remembers Allah much. Fourthly, from the merits of husnul khuluq, good character, is lifting in rank, raising in degree. In fact, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the authentic hadith reported by Abi Dawud, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ وَيَبْلُغُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ. The slave may reach the rank of the fasting and praying one because of his good character. Number five, husnul khuluq, good character, is from the greatest causes admitting to paradise. Admitting people to paradise. The slave may reach the degree of the fasting and the praying person by his good character. Na'am. Fifthly, it is one of the greatest causes for admittance to paradise. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم ما يدخل الجنة أو ما يدخل الناس الجنة تقوى الله وحسن الخلق. From the greatest things admitting people to paradise is تقوى الله, having fear and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and وحسن الخلق, and the good character. Sixthly, attaining Allah's love. Attaining Allah's love. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith was asked, من أحب عباد الله إلى الله, who are most beloved of the slaves of Allah to Allah, he said, أحسنهم خلقا, the best in character, the one for those best in character. This hadith is reported by Tabarani, and Al-Haythami said concerning it, and the narrators are the narrators of As-Sahih. Eighth or seventh, increase in prosperity and a means for increase in lifespan. In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, حسن الخلق, the good character, وحسن الجوار, and the good to the neighbors, being good to the neighbors, increase the person's prosperity and they increase his lifespan. This hadith is reported by Ahmad, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it. From the eighth merit is winning the hearts of people, making things easy, and attaining security from the evil ones, or attaining security against the evil ones. And حسن الخلق, the good character, brings good remembrance by people and good mention by people and increases knowledge. حسن الخلق, the good character, leads to comfort and good living and a safeguard against rush and pressures of this life. Now, question: is this matter of having a noble character, is it something acquired? Meaning, is it possible to acquire or not? The answer is that character, in addition of being something natural, it is as well something that can be acquired through training and taking by the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Ar-Ra'd in chapter 13 verse 11, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they don't change their state of goodness themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Shams 91 verse 9, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. Verily, knowledge is by acquiring knowledge, seeking it. And in this same hadith, he said, وَمَنْ يَتَحَرَّ الْخَيْرَ يُعْطَى. And the one who seeks the good, he will be given it. وَمَنْ يَتَوَقَّ الشَّرَّ يُوَقَّى. Anyone who try to avoid the evil will attain that, will protect himself from it. And this hadith was reported by Khatib al-Baghdadi, and Sheikh al-Albani said that its isnad, its narration or narrators, the chain of narrators, is hasan, is good, or close to being good. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the hadith of Mu'adh here, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and treat people through good ways, through good character. So these texts and others tell that the changing of a person's condition and of his character is possible, not impossible. Contrary to those who may think that it is something fixed, that does not change. And had this been the case, then all admonitions and etiquettes and manners taught and so forth, and the command to be good and to keep away from despicable matters would be futile. And no one with sound reasoning says this. I mean, even animals may change their behaviors, and uncontrollable horse can be trained to safety and to yielding, and a best evidence for this is the change of the condition of the companions. May Allah be pleased with them. Before Islam, before the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message, they were like many other, like the rest of the Arabs, or like most of the Arabs, having harsh characters and attitudes. And when they entered the fold of Islam, they took by the etiquettes of Islam, and the Iman settled in their hearts and affected their behaviors dramatically, in the good sense. Rather, they became even examples to follow. Even realities now experience in front of us, before us, is a testimony that the character can change. You see and you hear of people having bad characters, and then they change. Now, if someone is ingrained on a good character and then he nourishes that with the etiquettes of Sharia, then this is light upon light. And this is فضلullah عز وجل يؤتيه من يشاء. This is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wishes. We'll stop here inshallah ta'ala, and to continue the rest inshallah tomorrow. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.